counterparts of the world, of the person, come together, that creates simcha. When the guf and the neshama join in unison, that creates simcha. Examples that we brought, the Mashiach brought, rain is the two parts that create life in the world. Earth on the bottom and rain from the top. The two combined, they bring forth the process, which is the beginning of the lifeline of sustaining life on the planet Earth. The spiritual life in the world comes from Matan Torah, which Bohu came down, the Koil and Luvis, combined with Klal Yisrael. That created tremendous simcha. Chosen and Kala, each one of these simchas, you have the two necessary factors that can produce the Kiyum HaOlam, whether it's the spiritual world or the physical world. So that's... And the koyach we have to ponder this, to understand this, is something called das. Das is the ability to connect to all the things that we perceive around us. That's what das is. To put them in their place and put them in order, see the unification, the connection between the things that we have in our lives. A lack of das, as it says, we mentioned this once, the Talmud Chacham she'ein bo das. Person who is learned, he does not have das. Neveli ofer imenu. The idea we said then of the neveli is an animal, as long as it's alive, it's one animal. Once it's shechted, it's just a bunch of pieces of meat that happen to be sitting next to each other. There's nothing, no unifying force. The same thing. A person can be very learned, but there's no priyachaticha. There's no connecting force which guides his behavior. And then he has a lot of wisdom. He may be very intelligent, but he has no behavior because every different craft within him is driving in another direction. A goal in life is meiroyif koil. Koil is the das. To appreciate all the goodness that we do have and use it as a way for us to take advantage of what we have. When a person realizes the tremendous gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave every one of us, every Jew, aside from an amazing body, he has an even more amazing neshama, more amazing ability to connect up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just sit back for a few seconds and think about that. That's enough to fill the person with simcha. He has basically paid attention to what he has, the greatness that he has, instead of neglecting himself and just looking around him and comparing himself to other people and to other things. That's what brings him. Rabbi L'chaim Vital in Shai Kedusha, he talks about the four Yisoides, the ancients, and these four basic forces. There's fire, wind, water, and earth. They were not referring to the elements. We have a periodic table if you want to look up all the different elements. These are basic forces which give the nature to everything that exists. If you want to compare it to the world of elements, we'd say that every element is made up of different forces within the elements. Photon, neutron, electron, neutrinos, all kind of new things that come every year, a whole list of them. So some of those have this wind force, and some have the fire force, and some have the water force. So, it says the highest force is the Eish, the fire, it's energy. And human nature that represents forces behind Gaiva, haughtiness, anger, which is a toiloda of Gaiva. A person only gets angry because he has Gaiva. Makes it a little bit easier to manage your anger. Because if you realize everybody does not want to think himself to be about Gaiva, not a pleasant description of oneself. So, if he's getting angry, he just has to know that's a sign that he's a Valgaiva. Why? Because a Valgaiva lives the perception that everything has to be the way he wants it to be. He knows better than everybody else. And if anybody gets in his way, Achas Dosoi Lohomis, he's deserving of death penalty. Instead of death penalty, so they get screamed at, yelled at, or he doesn't talk anything, but everyone can see steam coming out of his nostrils. I remember a guy that said he's worked a lot on his anger. He used to scream, now he doesn't scream anymore. But he doesn't understand why people are even more terrified from him when he's angry than they were before if he's not screaming. So we don't understand that it was the same thing. He was screaming just without any sound. It was the same level of anger they had before. Yeah. Now, Kohanim says that he saw the Eish, the fire, the energy, And the person that causes the person to be haughty, thinking he's great, thinking everyone has to do things his way, and anger that results from that. The second thing is the ruach. Ruach is wind, it just blows back and forth. And he says, a toilada of that, sicha b'teila v'asura. Just having wind coming out of your mouth. Talk that has no value. You're given the koyach of divo, given the ability to talk for positive communication. There's no other need for talking. So if the communication is negative, whether it's done idle talk, or it's worse than that, or it's talk that is hurting people's feelings, all the type of speech is coming from the Yisrael Ruach, which is the negative part. The positive part of the Ruach is using it for the speech for good things. The third thing is Mayim, water. That water is something that represents the desire for pleasures, physical pleasures, money, women, jealousy for one another, what is of one another. Yeah, and the lowest level of these koyches is the Yisrael Ofer, the earthly, the person that feels like a piece of earth. That's feeling down, despair, laziness. Obviously, metaphorically speaking and also physically speaking, the earth is the most lowest of these forces, most unrefined. Yeah. So the bottom line is the headlines, the four different categories, general categories of all the bad meters a person has, are these four. The guide of the cast, sit of the table, stop talking, running after pleasures, and feeling down and despair. Connected these though, one should never look at himself that I have these four negative things. Connected these, there's also four positive forces which can be used to turn them around. So he's starting, what is the tikkun for Yisrael offer? Like we said, idle speech is understandable, using the speech good. What is the tikkun of Yisrael offer? The offer, the earthly down feeling, I'm just a piece of dirt, I'm nothing, I don't have value to my life. Simcha atedvides dechelcha. Offer makes a person think I'm a nothing, just like the floor that people step on. I have nothing to contribute to life. The opposite of that is to assess myself properly. I am not just offer. I am this great person with all the different koyches I have, with my sefer, with my emotions, and the ikur and the shema kedusha. So meyat dechelcha. He called the avim and the shemayim letar, recognizing that everything Hashem does is for the good. People mistakenly think that when it says everything is for the good, it means when bad things happen, it's for the good. If you start like that, you'll never get anywhere. Because it's starting like a tenth story. Story number one is that the way Hashem created me is good. I am good. If Hashem makes a situation that I trip, and I lose my arm, I think to myself, oh, it's painful, but it must be for something good. Because I know that everything Hashem does is good. So why can't I think, well, my nature also. I have my yetzaharas, and I have my weaknesses. That's not the good. That's not the tzav. That's the most basic thing that I have from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the starting point. Assess myself differently. If I treat myself as a piece of offer, as this lowly person that has no potential to do anything in life, I'm not smart enough, I'm not quick enough, I'm not whatever enough, strong enough, then I'm not living with the perception that everything Hashem does is for the good, because I'm saying everything outside myself is good, and I am an exception to the rule. I'm the one thing Hashem did wrong. It's absurd, it doesn't even make sense. It's such a basic mistake that the average person is making. If only I'd be this, if only I'd be that, that's the starting point of everybody, why we're not doing more. And basically we're saying that everything in the world is good, I consider good in everything in the world except in myself. And if I did that, I missed the starting point. So this is what he's saying. Number one is the tikkun of Yisrael Ofer. It's Yidua, by the way, that Amolek, Koyach, and then we're going, and one takes it from earlier sources, Amolek is Yisrael Ofer. Amolek is the one who tries to have us focused on our negative side, on how little we are worth. Moros Shoyer. Also four Moros, four different, whatever you want to call it, glands, or Evarim, internal limbs that represent also these four pleasures. One is called Moros Shoyer, which represents also the melancholy, the despair of that type of person. It says that was the pleasure of Amalek. And we see even the Pasch of Amalek. It says, the members of Christ are weak, didn't recognize the greatness. It says also that Klai Yisrael said, if Hashem, in Yesh Hashem, Bikirbeinu, Ma'ayim, they doubted if Hashem was really with them. That was the story of bringing on Amalek. Shekhova, Ma'derech, yeah. The whole Amalek comes into the picture when we weaken our recognition of our greatness, of our natural Keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He builds on the Yisrael of Alpha. And that's Dafka Y in Purim, which is the Bittul of Amalek, is a time of tremendous influence. A time that I recognize my true greatness. It's Limcha Tzidiris B'chelko. I'm always happy with the Chelik that Hashem has given to me. Starting with my body, my Neshama, the Kelim that I have in myself, and continuing from that around me. I'm Samech for myself, I'm Samech for my family, I'm Samech for my physical needs. I appreciate what I have. The God, it's the second thing, he says, the Zar is Atzmei, the Tadlis has Simcha Mavoyitz Koyma. You have tremendous Simcha when you're Oyed Hashem. Have a Simcha B'chelke, a Simcha B'mitzvah, the Hev Yisal Odom Me'al Akfeit, Kfeitis Gufa. He has that undefined part of himself, the body that's pushing him down, making things just another piece of earth. And to overcome that, focusing and trying to feel the Simcha of what he has, the Simcha in doing his mitzvahs. Because we know, that's the nature of the mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are given over to Klal Yisrael, Italian mitzvahs. And the Mitzvahs Hashem, as we know, said, these are 613 ways to be Mizdavik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect to the great of the greatest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are the only ones that have this ability to be Dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the mitzvahs. So any mitzvah I do, if I pay attention to it, I'm so excited about it. I have an opportunity to be Dovek Hashem, to reach what life is all about, to get to this Anik Al Hashem, and the pleasure of being with Hashem, then it's Mizid Shlinosa. But it's a matter of, like we're saying, Simcha comes from appreciation. If I appreciate this as something special, right? If someone gives you a diamond, and the person has no idea what a diamond is, so they know that a diamond gives you this little pebble made out of some clear things. Right? Thank you very much. Throw it out the next day. Yeah, a pebble about that big. Yeah, what do you need a pebble to? If the person realizes a diamond this big is worth a lot of money. $2 million, it's a good diamond comes up. He says, wow, I'm so excited. Wow. I speak to children in Cheder. They have these parties, foolish parties, whatever, they wear these crowns. So I said, where's the diamond on your crown? The king is supposed to have a diamond on his crown. So one of the kids surprised me. He said what I wanted to say. He pointed to his head, here's the diamond. It's inside. That's it. You got it right? And that's what we said in this week's parasha. The assembly is Gula. Rashi says, the Gula is a treasure. We are the treasure that Hashem puts in the Beis Genoza. Just like the Queen of England, or King of England, or whoever it is, they have a special treasure house where they keep the royal diamonds. Hashem's treasure house, we are the royal diamonds. Moya, which is the Nishim, but the Shama, that's where it is. So once again, if I appreciate that I have this gift of this amazing diamond that I have in my head, and every time I do a mitzvah, I take a diamond, and I remove all the impurities from the diamond, little one by the other. So it becomes from a diamond worth $1 million to worth $1 billion. Because every impurity you take out of the diamond, price goes up. And you go through that through life, and it comes to Hashem with a pure diamond. And our Kofana, that's what we're saying. That appreciation of the opportunity we have to do a mitzvah. This is something that nobody in the world has, to be going to Hashem through a mitzvah. Unbelievable. And like I was saying, I'm taking myself out of the mistake that the Yetzer is trying to pull me into. The Yetzer is telling me you're worth nothing. You're another piece of earth. You're a light piece of carbon which just has just a little hydrogen, oxygen, and nitrogen connected to it. But before you know it, you're going to the ground and all those things are going to fall apart. You're going to be part of the earth again. Decomposed like everything else does. And it's true. As far as the group is concerned, you're offer. You were offer. You're temporarily moving over to some other elements connected to you, and then you go back into the ground. Hydrogen, oxygen evaporates, and hydrogen evaporates. You remain there with your problem. Yeah. So, whatever happens to them, they get eaten up by some worms, and they do some good things, and then put them back into the ecosystem. Yeah. But that's as far as the group is concerned. But that's, if we perceive ourselves kulo gufa, it's impossible to come to simcha, because you just have this temporary thing which is never really producing what you want to produce. You realize, my chelik is a chelik toiv. I have my neshama. I have all the kodesh I need. I have challenges also. That's part of the credit Hashem gave me. Hashem gave me Yetzer Hara, because without Yetzer Hara you don't get any Sfar. Essential also. It makes it hard for me. But I have it. And I'm happy that I have Baruch Hashem, everything I need. Together with that, all the opportunities for mitzvahs, I take advantage and I see, I'm a person that can have a keshet to mitzvahs. That takes me out of that earth, you are a piece of earth, mind frame. And no, I'm an exalted being, connecting to those global concepts. Yeah. Kamuvan, the Atzilus, which is also part of that offer, not just looking down on myself as being worthless, but Atzilus means being lazy. A person is lazy because he feels he has nothing to do. A person realizes there's so much to do that gives him, energizes himself. So it's more than that. At least Simcha ain't Zvizis. If I'm not excited at what I'm doing, I won't do it. That's what it is. A person is lethargic because he's not excited at what he's doing. So why do it? Just try to sleep in bed. Guy spent to make $1 million that day. Excited about it. Woo! Some said that we have everyday opportunities to make more than $1 million. Yeah. A person really, the mindman should always be some epochelto. Because like you said, he knows that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave every Bria exactly what he needs. He needs. And he gave me whatever I need to give to my shleimus. And the proof he has to that is, like you said many times before, as he holds us as this, you see that everything was created so perfectly. The ants were created perfectly. The cats were created differently. The bees were created differently. The birds were created at the number different. All created with everything they need, exceptional fashion. And all the other Balei Chayim, it doesn't make sense. I'm an exception to the rule of that. I was not created so perfectly. That's the thing. You look around the Bria, you see this earth is not just a bunch of earth. The earth hosts so many amazing Brias that were created in such perfection. And in Mele Fama Bria, I also have that perfection. Because I'm different than the rest, and I perfect myself more. I can perfect myself more than I am now. No two people are the same. Each one has his combination of Midas and Koyches. And that's what I have to create my personal casual that goes involved. This business of always comparing myself to somebody else is falsification of my Mitzvahs. It's a prayer for the to make me look away from what I really am, not appreciate what I am. I have to focus on what I am, what I have, how special I am, because there's nobody else like me. Nobody else has my treasures. And if the other person looks at me as something more than I do, who knows the experience that I have that I don't have. That's stage number one. So Sameach v'chelko. Today we are focusing on Sameach v'chelko. It's not enough what everybody says. You have to be happy how much money you have. That is not the point we're discussing. Sameach v'chelko is how much you have in yourself. And that's what we have to look at our families and all people around us. Every single one of them. They have their mitzvahs, they have their chesronos. Sometimes they're frustrating, sometimes they're less frustrating, sometimes they give us nachas. But each one has everything he needs to get to shleimus. That's our goal. To find it in ourselves and be happy with what I have, and then help those around us also to find it what they have. Unfortunately, so many times children, because the parents are not enough, try to reveal to the child the good nature he has. Instead of that, they spend more time reprimanding the child and making comments on the child's not behaving. So the parents are the ones who are painting the picture of the personality of the child. And very often, unfortunately, the child comes out with a picture, I am problematic. I am not the savior. I'm not this. I'm not smart. I'm not this. And if that's the picture he gets, it's the last thing a parent will want to do this child. But without paying attention to it, that's what happens. But the natural thing is, when the big trouble happens, that's when the big remarks come out. Yeah. So it's the net, the chelgoy, and simcha shel mitzvah. We have to recognize this. Tremendous gift Hashem gave us, the ability to the mitzvah. And with this, the person says, other mitzvahs show them in atzma. He's in peace with himself. He's in peace with his position in life. His position in the world around him. He's in peace with the world around him. That creates simcha. Everything just fits in perfectly. Yeah. So this is something a few times a day we should try to sit down and pay attention to these factors. Arouse simcha in ourselves. It's not a simple, a fake simcha. Not simcha in a vacuum. Simply step back a second and say, you know what, I'm not paying attention to how much I have. I'm not paying attention to the many gifts that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me. Yeah, he says in the Devil Shaka, pay attention. You make a broth every morning. Sha'osa li kol tzolki. He gave me everything I need. Everything I need. Hamechim mitzad v'govim. Sha'osa li kol tzolki. The Gemara says, you say, I'm going to put on your shoes. If you have shoes, you have everything. Not like anything. Hamechim mitzad v'govim. Walk around, they have everything. Okay, so if you want to take the Mashiach's Eitzah, pay more attention in Shasali's Kol Tzof. If you have some other bracha, other point of the day, in the course of the day, take out a minute or two just to stop, to have what to be Sameach about. And our answer is yes, tremendous stuff. Because Hashem gave me this chelek tov. He gave me myself, my neshama, with my purpose, which have all the potential to bring me to my shlemus. And He also has given me the mitzvahs, which are the kelim, the tools that bring me to my shlemus. And come on, He also gave me my family and everybody else around. All that gave me. Yeah. Not like the Yetzirah make us think we're just another piece of earth and dirt. We are exalted. I'm Segula, the Kodesh Baruch Hu.